I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The Jackson Laboratory is receiving a $10 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. The five-year federal grant will fund a new Center for Precision Genetics at Jackson. The idea is to use things like a person's genes to treat an illness.
One of the challenges of precision medicine in humans is that if every disease is unique, then how do you test and prove that something works?
Edison Liu is president and CEO of the Jackson Laboratory, and he says take a disease like congenital epilepsy. Genetic mutations predispose one to disabling seizures, but it can be difficult to test lots of therapeutic drugs on one patient. So, Liu says Jackson will use the NIH money to create a model system for diseases, replicating different mutant gene effects to test panels of drugs quicker and hopefully find treatments that work. Jackson is headquartered in Bar Harbor, Maine, but received about $300 million in state taxpayer money to fund a new facility that opened in Farmington in 2014. Liu says some of this NIH money will fund some research there because
the world of genetics is now moved into the cloud, as it were. Not only do we sequence these mutations, but we also do the analysis on a computational basis. So much of our expertise in genomics and informatics is actually resident in Jack's Genomic Medicine in Connecticut. Now, in all fairness, the majority of the work will be done in Bar Harbor, but it will be done in conjunction with our colleagues in Connecticut as well.
Jackson currently employs more than 1,700 people, about 180 work in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.